Welcome to the Pit Wave once again. Come join the Pit Wave. Tully!
Yo.
Yo, that's it. Scott Hall.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo. I thought he was done. Well, anyway. This is going to, just to let everybody know, this is actually going to be the last Pit Wave of the year because, unfortunately, Christmas period is very busy for me and Tully. So many scheduled interviews for the Pit Wave. Even the Arbroath Herald might even let us in, you know? Just that little 30-page paper for our town. When the Pit Wave has waved off. You never know. But anyway, but we'll start again next year. I'm rambling, shit.
You wouldn't get fucking jobs in stand-up comedy.
Nobody gets my comedy, probably. But anyway, we're going to start off by kicking off with Sons of Anarchy, because obviously the finale was just passed this Wednesday for us in the UK, Tuesday night for the Americans. Personally,
fast.
What?
Oh, yeah. What is it?
Tuesday? Well, I guess it's a week now, isn't it, technically? Sorry for being so late, America, you know. Technically, we're kind of early for UK, but or people still watching Netflix. Just to let anybody know,
no, it comes out on iTunes the next day, and you can.
Yeah, but who's going to buy it? That's the question.
Fans,
real fans will. So it's available on my PS4 as well. PS4 was selling.
Like, you got paid for it.
Yeah, but where'd you get a stream and it's free? I'm not going to tell you anybody.
But a shop, do you pay for your food in shops?
Too right, I do.
Why don't you steal it and get it for free?
All right, go against the government. Who are you? The guy from Sydney?
I buy stuff as well.
You guy from Sydney Cafe?
I download shitloads of stuff. I buy fucking shitloads as well.
You're the guy from Sydney Cafe?
What?
No, I'm not going that far. But anyway, so we're just going to get straight on the Suns finale. Personally, thought it was a really good ending. I have nothing against it. Some people have had a bit of...
It's all about opinion, isn't it?
It is opinion at the end of the day, but we're going to get in deep discussion about the finale, obviously. Tully, what did you make of it? Did you enjoy it?
Good. I thought it was like perfect.
Yeah, so did I.
Tied everything up.
Tied up all the loose ends, which I guess some people might have been a bit pissed off that he did that. Maybe it was like, oh, if they only left one thing, but then you'd moan.
No, he'd done exactly what he set out to do, was get his kids out of jam, and he'd done that in the end, so...
Yeah, because he should have done that from the beginning.
And like he got the club out of guns as well, so he'd actually done everything he set out to do.
Yeah. And then he... Like, did you think by, like, the scene him, like...
I knew exactly what was going to happen, like, scene by scene, you could just tell.
Yeah, oh,
apart
yeah.
from those two twists, where, like, the IRA, when they killed off the IRA guy.
Yeah.
That was the only twist, and with the Mr. Mayhem bit.
No, I know. Mr. Mayhem, that was cool. Yeah, the wee, like, shot in the arm, and then it was like...
Yeah, but when did they plan that? When did they plan that?
He did speak to him.
No, but did they plan that before?
Yeah.
But then, if they planned... So Jax didn't know.
Yeah, Jax didn't know. And he was like...
He looked a bit thinking.
He looked a bit, what's going on? And then he was like, oh, thanks, brothers. You didn't need to
but
do
then,
that.
But then, yeah.
But, yeah, that was cool. Obviously, like, man, how emotional was when he was saying about his sons? I was totally like,
oh... man. Especially seemed like Nero in that as well. Like, Nero, like, the shades and shit.
Yeah, I just knew for myself. I was like, this is a goodbye. This is definitely a goodbye.
It was obvious. So
it was obvious it was going to happen. But yeah, like, it was cool, though. I really enjoyed it. I loved how he got everybody, you know, August Marks and shit like that.
Grim Reaper.
It was just... I can't really complain about it. I just thought it was a really good finale. Like, some people might, just because, we knew Jax was going to die. I was like, well, everybody knew that.
Everyone knew what White was going to die.
Yeah, exactly. It was just like, it had to happen. Like, wouldn't you be pissed off if, like...
I'm going to be pissed off, because...
like, I just don't get why, people don't like a simple ending. It's just, I think that's what annoys them. Like, oh, it has to be, like, Sopranos, it's black, but...
People either love the Sopranos ending or don't understand the Sopranos ending.
Yeah, though, exactly.
Because it's really stupid.
There's too many things there. We don't want to go into detail about that. Or do we? But... I thought there was see the chase though at the end with the police. I thought to myself, that looked like a really slow chase. So I was like,
well, 20 minutes is just like fucking Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, it was just like,
things are like,
I know,
it was just,
I saw the four stars going flashing on there. I was just like, but it was cool. I loved the song, like I said to you, like, before we started this. I was saying to him, I just loved the song, and I downloaded it immediately. Like, I paid for it. I had no problem paying for that song because I loved it. Like,
79 pence.
Yeah, something like that. I just went, you know what, fuck it, it's worth it, it's worth that. And I listened to it like 3 times and stuff like that, and obviously I found it cool, like, where you could see the main guy from the Shield, the trucker, came back at the end and stuff. Yeah. And then he's like, puts his arms out like Jesus, kind of symbolising obviously a bit more. That's all a cool pic actually. Someone brought up, it was like showing a picture of Tara at the top of the truck and stuff. A bit cheesy, but you know, it's like,
yeah, you finally went to visit Tara's grave as well.
Yeah,
left the wedding ring.
Yeah, because he never
he went
to visit his dad. Rings. Yeah, he
that was the favourite part of the whole episode, when he went to visit his dad, because that's basically the whole like foundation issue anyway.
Yeah,
him and John Teller, they're like their relationship. Have you wanted to be like his father? And he finally confessed that he couldn't and failed, because that's like the whole backbone. Apart from like before, like Tyler and that, it was all, that's what the show started as, like Jack's trying to be like his father, well, like not trying to be like his father, but trying to find out who his father was and trying to do
the right thing,
do the things his father couldn't. But then he realised he did do the right stuff for the club, but at the end of the day, he failed as a club leader himself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he kind of like went, but he realised his sons could get out and everything.
Because over the last couple of seasons, like the whole like John Teller thing kind of went to the side, because that was, like, you think it was kind of like an afterthought. It wasn't really mentioned much.
Yeah,
I guess because that was like Jack just went off on one because all the shit happened.
Yeah, with obviously Clay and shit, so it kind of just built up.
Clay, he should have died fucking ages ago.
I know.
No, that was one of the problems with Sons of Anarchy. People stayed around for far too long.
Yeah. Like, everyone hated and when the Clay went.
The problem with Sons of Anarchy is, see, when you watch it again, I don't think it's going to be as good because you know all the twists.
Yeah,
the Sons of Anarchy always built itself on so many twists.
I think it's okay if you said I only watched Sons of Anarchy once. That was it.
I would watch it again, but I'm saying it's not going to be the same because Sons of Anarchy builds itself up.
To be fair, that's same with The Shield. Like another show that's writer has done before as well. Like I couldn't really watch it again because I know what's going to happen.
Yeah, so. Sons of Anarchy builds itself up every season for like with a big reveal at the end, and you're going to see that coming every time.
Yeah.
And there's loads of, like, everything's always a twist, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
With stuff like The Wire and that, it doesn't really work like that, you know what I mean?
The Wire, yeah, it was kind of like you didn't really know what was going to happen.
Of course there's twists in that, but The Wire's all based more on, like
yeah.
More, yeah.
But the chasing around that was good.
Like stuff like Homeland, imagine we watch Homeland again from the beginning. It's never going to be the same.
Homeland's good.
It won't be as good because you know what's going to happen. Yeah.
I need to still continue watching.
I guess it's like watching Empire Strikes Again for the second time. Like,
oh shit! No way! He's betrayed them, you bastard!
No, it's his father, man.
I know. Get over it. But yeah, I thought that was I think the show as a whole was just. I don't think I was ever bored. I don't think I could name a time I was bored.
Season 5 died like fuck.
Really? I thought maybe it's because at the start it had a low.
2, 4, and 6 were easily the best seasons. 7 came good at the end, but it died.
2 is definitely at the 3 I loved, but a lot of people didn't like
it. I liked all the seasons.
Yeah.
When I say don't like it, it means it's just not as good.
Yeah, yeah. That's the problem.
You say you didn't like 4 much. Yeah, I love 4.
What? Which one?
You said you didn't like season 4 much. I fucking loved season 4.
It was the start. It was stale. First 5-6 episodes, I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, fair enough, the first episode, actually, to be fair, like, was good, but with the Russians and shit. But after that, I was like, oh, this is shite. What the fuck's this? But after
you
that...
You said you're never bored of Sons of Anarchy and you're saying it was shite.
No. But then again, we're saying, like, what I mean shite is, like it wasn't as good as the other stuff. But season 3, to me, ended so good. But I did see the ending kind of come in season 3. But, like, I think I heard someone say to me, like, oh, why did Jax have to go out that way? And I was like, what other way could he go out? It was like, yeah, the only other way he could go out is if, like, the whole gang died. And I was like, and then people would be pissed off, oh, Chibs and that died.
That's pretty cool as well. You know, like, so when Chibs, like, we're doing the mayhem vote, you know, it's like how Chibs always says, aye.
Yeah.
And then, like, he said, yes. You know what I mean? Like, so it's like, totally emotional, like, fuck.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, yeah, because it was too much for him, obviously. Tig for the final few episodes finally started kind of like you started seeing him a bit more.
I didn't think Tig would last to the end like when I first started watching Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, it's just because everything happened was that was a sick scene.
No, but I mean like when you watch the first season, you know, like, this guy's not going to make it through.
I didn't think he was going to make it. I thought Jax generally was going to get him killed. I actually believed that.
Then he like leaves them for the last time after the mayhem thing. He's like, I got this, which that's what Opie said as well.
Yeah, that's
in season 5.
Yeah,
when I remember when he
died. Yeah, I just couldn't believe that. I was just like, I remember when Opie died, I was fucking emotional as well. Actually, the show is—it's true. Like a lot of people say, it, like if you had to describe Sons of Anarchy, one of the words would be emotional because they make you care about the characters so much. Like Opie was someone you really liked, and then you really liked Jax, and then you really like, in a way, you liked Clay. You didn't hate
Clay's probably my favorite character.
Yeah, like Clay was what Gemma did. Like let's give credit here—the one that played Gemma, she was.
Gemma's a great character.
She was a great character for a 6-year-old mum. She was fucking great. 60. You sick fuck. But there was a bit.
He went out on his dad's bike as well.
Yeah, and what was it with the homeless woman as well? A wee bit of Like a bit like with the bread and wine.
The bread and wine now symbolises the body and blood of Christ.
Yeah,
like,
Jesus Christ.
Like she's probably the angel of death, because every time you see her, Jack and Jem going through like an emotional state in their life.
Yeah.
I know like Clay and Tara see her a couple of times as well.
Though. Yeah, you did.
I was thinking, I don't even know if she actually definitely exists.
That's the thing, we don't know.
I think she does though, because, I don't know.
In some weird parallel universe.
The last shot of the whole season thing is when you see the bread, when the crow's studying it in the blood.
Yeah.
Because like obviously symboling, well, Jesus, load of shit. It's obviously.
Yeah.
It's all based on
Jesus
the Bible.
Jesus, load of shit.
Because the same thing happens in, was it season one?
When,
see the very last shot with the crow's eating the bread. If you go back and watch, put in fucking season one, episode one, it opens up with the crow's doing the same thing.
Yeah.
Well, I'm eating bread, but eating stuff.
Yeah.
So it's
that stuff you can look at after you finish finale, because you always can look back all these little.
Yeah,
but
obviously they're
going
to realise it.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. I remember that from fucking 67 episodes and 68 hours ago. Remember the opening shot with the crows? It lasted 7 seconds.
Who the fuck remembers that shit? Honestly.
But even like the whole Jesus stuff, like Jack's like with like doing like the Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and like. Thought fucking Soundgarden song was going to come on. Jesus Christ.
They played Soundgarden in season 6 actually.
Yeah, they did. I did hear Chris Cornell there. The cheeky
Pearl Jam as well actually.
Pearl Jam. But yeah, like the song fitted perfectly. You saw everybody's like kind of going away, and then like you saw Abel and that, and Nero leaving, and then you
to
saw
to the farm. We finally got to the farm. I didn't think you'd get to the farm, like.
Yeah, I thought it was a car accident. Alright, see when they saw
every episode,
see when you saw the truck,
he's like, "Going on, but can't wait to get a farm." So just like totally foreshadowing his death.
See, like the truck. I thought to myself, "Is he gonna hit Tara?" Tara. What the fuck am I talking about? Fucking Nero and the kids. What the fuck is the girl's name? I've forgotten the other girl's.
Wendy.
Fucking hell. Fuck it out, Andrea, really, but...
Sopranos.
That's what I was saying. I was saying Andrea in my fucking head, and then I said Tara for some reason. But no, Wendy, yeah. I thought to myself, oh, that truck now is going to kill him. And then he came around the corner, and I was like, it's weird that he ended up being, like, such a... Like, a guy that wasn't even in it much somehow became a big part. Like the truck driver. No, he became it became a big part in his own
know his
way.
Name.
I don't know his fucking name, but I'm saying no, but he was part of Jack's death, so you'll always remember him. You're like
And Gemma's
in a way. Fuck, is he the angel of death? Maybe he is. Maybe it's all lies. But yeah, I loved were you expecting to see the full city, like, you know, he was going to the truck? Like, it felt like it was you were going to see it all, you thought, oh fuck. It's good, and then you just felt it, like, you know what I mean, like when you heard it and you're just like, shit, that's the way it ended. But that must have been so, because it showed them going slow motion to the truck, and I thought, oh, that doesn't look that sore. And then when he got to the end, it showed how fast he actually was going. No, but that's what I'm saying. Obviously, it was just showing, like, in his moment, he was feeling it all, and then he saw the truck, and he was like, perfect moment, feel it. And then it was like, closed his eyes, and then boom, speed went. And obviously, hitting a truck at that speed, it's instant death, really. So, unless there's a side one, Jack's teller, rehab. Fucking legs are destroyed. Chibs is there for him, though.
Chibs is cool, like.
Chibs is brilliant. I love Chibs.
I like how Tig Quinn got VP as well.
Yeah, that was a nice touch.
Happy Sergeant Vams.
I know. I guess we should really talk about, obviously, some more highlights of the show, really, because we're obviously really... We've done that before. Did we do that before? Let's do it again. Well, we'll talk about just a few of them, then. Like, obviously, some
of my... Tara's death.
Tara's death was definitely a highlight. A lot of people hate Tara.
I couldn't stand her, man.
I didn't hate her, but I thought, fuck. Well, no matter what, you thought, fuck, I can't believe she's dead.
Obviously, just because you hate someone doesn't mean you don't like the death.
Yeah.
I mean, don't... Like...
Loved your death, Tara. What was another bit that was really good?
I thought season 6 was really good. The whole, like, all the
way everything building up to it. Season 5 was the OP making the sacrifice. That was
a
cool scene.
That's one of the best episodes.
That's one of the best. That left me totally.
What if they just threw out like 4 episodes in the season?
Yeah, no.
TV shows should do it more often.
That's good. That's the thing, TV shows don't realise that. Like, sometimes if you just throw caution to the wind, like, if everything happens, like, you know, like, fair enough, Game of Thrones last season actually did a lot during the whole season for a change, but whereas, like, typically,
I can't remember what happened in Game of Thrones.
Typically, Game of Thrones for 3 seasons, everyone knew episode 9, episode 9, episode 9.
Well, it's episode 8, isn't
but
it?
But now it's In season 4, it was like episode 2, episode 9, that was maybe just 5, a 10.
It was maybe just a coincidence.
It's just because of everyone coming
but
in.
That was maybe, I don't think they intentionally went, oh, we'll put it
on episode 9.
Just for that
film. You know what's funny, right? You know what's funny how everybody was complaining about, oh, that didn't happen in that book yet. That didn't happen yet. Oh, why are they doing this shit? Guess what, right? The book, right? See, book 4, I've finished that. I'm reading Jaws. Which, by the way, Jaws is really good so far. I'm actually
you know how it ends,
I know, but it's a really good book. It's like, Steven Spielberg, I want to say, he's captured the book perfectly, but onto another thing. But, book 4, the reason he did book 4 during that was because he only had so many characters he could write about. So book 4, he wrote about certain characters, and then at the same time, he wrote the 5th book for other characters that he didn't mention. And that's, they're all tied in together. So everyone's going to moan and go, oh, he's not doing it to the book. Guess
here's what
the
people think.
Yes, that's it. Oh, I loved it. Did you see my retweet the other day of the George R. R. Martin? I put up saying less. He put this, quality, time. like that's like to say, yeah, quality is more important time. And I completely agree with George R. R. Martin because I'd rather have a really good book because if he's...
it takes too fucking long though.
But he is... he's fucking old, man. Like, sure. Fucking, he was in Vietnam. He was in Nam, man.
Meaning what?
Meaning fuck all me. But, what else actually? Season 4. What happened? Like, obviously, Jax had to choose the club to stay with in that season 4.
What?
Yeah, that's
season 4 is all about the cartel.
Yeah, and he said he could. Yeah, but he couldn't leave the club. Remember, he was planning to leave with Tara. That's what I'm saying, though. You dick. But that's what he was. Obviously, it was about the cartel a bit more because obviously they were fucking dangerous. Season 3 was cool as fuck. That was the whole build up from Ireland and everything, and then him getting Abel. It looked like he was going to leave Abel, and then I would say at the end it looked like he was fucked, but then that fucking hot ass ginger bitch got killed at the end, which was cool. Season 2 just kicked off. Like, season 1 was quite a slow burner for me.
Season 1's really good. It's because you don't know any of the characters of that. But if you go back and watch season 1, probably one of your favourite seasons.
Yeah, probably. Because you're like, I know what happened to you.
Not really, because.
But that's the same with Boardwalk, though. Boardwalk was a slow burn of it. First of all, I liked it. I always liked Boardwalk. But when season 2 kicked in, what was it? Just all. That's the same with Homeland.
Season
3
Boardwalk was better than season 2.
Same with all shows though. I think season like,
you don't know, like,
see
House, season 1,
see House of Cards, right? Season 1, I would say people was like, you just got
House of Cards went shit in season 2.
No, it's not. That's fucking bullshit. Who told you that?
It's online.
Did someone say online to you? Is it everything online true?
I just see the pains, right? They'll be like, inform my judgment.
Yeah, nah. I always do my own joke. Man, you'll love House of Cards. I think you would, honestly.
I've seen the pilot. Shit.
What? You thought it was just
Dave
one...
Fincher was dick.
No, he's not. He's awesome. Kevin Spacey's the man. That's what he is. Yeah, really, nothing else to say about Sons of Anarchy now, really, unless there's anything you want to add, Tully?
Nah, that's it.
Nah, what would you give out the show in a whole?
I don't know. I said a 10, but I don't know. Probably a 9. I don't know.
I'd say 9.5.
Yeah, I'd say 9.5 then.
9.5. I think it's better than a 9, but it's not a 10. It's not perfect. The Wire's perfect. That's 10. None will beat The Wire.
But
if you have any disagreements, we're at the pit wave. Let us know.
Sopranos and Breaking Bad is just as good as The Wire, though.
Yeah.
Well, you said nothing will beat The Wire.
No, to me, I think The Wire is the best show. But I'm not saying Sopranos isn't a good show. I think it's a great show. Probably the closest one to The Wire. That's why it's a 9.9.
That was a perfect 10.
Opinions. But, we'll just move on to our wrestling whole part of the show. Got quite a few things. Me and Tully actually did stay up and watch NXT. It was only a 2-hour show, so
we'll stay up and watch live events.
But NXT pay-per-view of the year, our Evolution, I thought it was brilliant. I thought everything was great. They did, it's like, Triple H, why the fuck are you not in charge of creative just by yourself? Like, Austin made such a good point, right, before we get into the whole NXT our Evolution. Austin made a great point. Before, it was just you and Patterson at a swimming pool. Only two people fed off each other. Now, how many is it? How many writers? Probably like...
It's Triple H, another guy. I can't remember his name. He's doing it.
Who's the other guy?
I can't remember his name.
Mercury?
He's been helping him. He does Raw as well. Not head writer, but he helps it with Raw.
No, right.
I don't know his name.
Can they two just take over Raw for one night and see what happens? Like that time Paul Heyman...
But Vince has already said, the problem with NXT is a wrestling show, WWE is a sports entertainment show. That's completely the difference. WWE Sports Entertainment, NXT is a wrestling show. That's the difference.
I guess that's true. Yeah, okay, fair enough.
That is what the difference is, because WWE base itself on promos and comedy and everything, and like, the wrestlers don't get, because like main roster, they've got the wrestlers, but don't get, they don't have the right booking, they don't get enough time in matches. That's the problem. Like on Raw, the longest match on Raw, they've got occasionally a 50-minute match, but most matches are just like 11 minutes with DQs and shit. And it's got like no flow or anything to it. Like, 1 week something will be happening, the next week they'll be going after something else. NXT starts, like Sami Zayn, it's all been about him wanting the title for the last like year. That's just been a continuous storyline. Everything, everyone's got a continuous storyline every week. It's not broken up, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not. Hawks, oh, what happened a few months ago? Oh, none. None
that's what I mean, though, like, just loads of examples. Like, why is Rusev feuding with Swagger again?
I know, it's just like, do you think we'll remember that? If they don't, we think we'll forget that very easily. It's just, but anyway, we'll get into NXT, okay? Let's go for it. First match, obviously, Kevin Owens to start the fucking show against that hippie.
CJ Parker.
Roddy Sim. jokes. But still.
CJ Parker's good, man.
CJ Parker, he's okay. But then again, I've not seen enough of him for me to really judge. I can't really judge on him. But personally, thought it was a good opener. I came up, man, he is so good.
It was a good opener because it done exactly what it needed to do. Put this show steam within like 5 minute space, just destroying someone. That's all it had to be.
Yeah,
it didn't have to be a match.
Yeah, and it didn't have to be a good match. And no, we didn't. Busted his nose.
Never going to be. You're never going to put someone on the debut in a match. So you just put them in a fucking dominating performance. That's how it's done.
I know exactly, and it was just like, holy crap, man! It was like it was bleeding on his nose and everything. They didn't even bother cleaning it up.
He's got loads of cool moves. He's not done yet though. We don't need to let him do them. Do we?
Nah, there's little just, slow belt.
Penalise it when he throws him. Yeah. The fucking head lands on the bottom turnbuckle.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, I've seen a few wrestlers do that though. To be fair.
No, not the way he does it.
Oh, does he do it? No, totally do it.
Like he lifts him up like that. And throws them down.
Yeah, my audience, our audience can tell that, eh? Need to do a YouTube channel. Right, actually. Anything else? So opened. And then it went to the tag team, if I'm correct.
It wasn't that good a tag team match.
It wasn't that good. It was just okay. It was like, but to be fair, see those two other two guys. What are their names?
Well, the Vaudevillains, the Lucha Dragons.
I quite like the Vaudevillains.
The vignettes are amazing. The backstage vignettes. Yeah. The funny as anything.
I think they could build
the silent movies that they do.
Yeah, I watched.
I'd prefer the Lucha Dragons or Kalisto's a total beast.
Oh, they'll be good. Hopefully,
Sin Cara.
Sin Cara is good. Lucha. It's a good short match, whatever.
Yeah, it was not as good as the tag team match with Ascension from the previous NXT special.
Oh man, fucking Finn Balor's debut. Oh my god, I was marking out like
cool,
fuck.
Like, he's going to be doing it.
I think he's overtaken that other guy, Amy Tammy. Like, same, I'm forgetting him.
They're letting Tammy use his Japan moves now because he was teasing the. See, when everyone looked marked out when they held them up, he was going to do the GTS. We didn't do it because that's who Punk got a GTS from.
Was
Tammy.
It?
Yeah.
Fucking dick, Punk.
Same with Brian.
Thank God you left.
Brian got his kicks over from Itami as well.
Oh, he meant that, yeah. He says he wants to face him. Brian said when he comes back.
Maybe Punk didn't get it. I'm sure Punk got it from him because Itami uses it in Japan.
Yeah.
Or Kenta.
Brian said he'd like to face him when he gets back, so hopefully that'd be a good
But fight. I think they should have Kenta turn heel.
And on with Balor, yeah.
Because it's like.
They're good mates,
But it's like he's kind of. Balor tag team, he's kind of in Balor's shadow, kind of.
Man, when Balor came out the way he did, I was like, holy fuck. And it was the
I'm
like,
just waiting on to come out with Spider-Man
like,
next
was
time.
It, yeah, it was Venom, wasn't it? It was like
the Spider-Man as
yeah.
well.
Yeah, oh man.
And Chew does the Joker as well.
Does everyone. Like, it was just so cool. And like, I guess everyone was like, oh, he looks so plain, this is going to be shit. And then he did his usual thing, so.
He's going to be in main event, I think.
I think he will as well. I think he's only going to be at NXT for 6 to 1 year. That's my opinion. Just my opinion of the whole thing. But, yeah, that was a great match. Ascension, I'm glad, you know, they had a good match.
The problem with the show was that, see, everyone always did that sunset, the flips over the top rope. Three people done it in one show.
No, fuck. It's quite a classic spot, isn't it? I think that's where WWE sometimes should kind of come in, because, like, I think it's okay to have it in a one match, being
Steen
honest.
And El Janelle were like doing it.
Yeah,
Steen's debut and El Generico always does it, and if you haven't, Sami Zayn.
Sorry, man, we're not allowed to mention his alter ego. It's funny, it's like they had the same career path, as he says in the podcast with Jericho. Sami Zayn and Adrian Neville were on Jericho's podcast. It was quite good. But it's not as good as At the Pit Wave. Come on, Jericho. But yeah, I thought they two had a great debut. Ascension, you know, good luck to them. They're going to go to the main roster. Even though I watched
them. Feud with them.
I watched them easily. You can easily name quite a few people they could feud with at the moment. You can name the Usos, you can name the Goldust and that. And then you can name, obviously.
You completely missed out the second, third match, by the way.
Which one?
Baron Corbin and Ty Dillinger.
Oh, that was shite, huh?
Baron Corbin's great, man. The build
no, he is good, but.
Did you not see the end with Bill Dempsey, man?
Yeah.
Bill Dempsey's undefeated cool. as well.
Is he undefeated as well?
Every week they squash people on NXT.
Alright. They've
been doing for like the last, 20 weeks or something, so it's confrontation between them. Yeah. Both undefeated.
Yeah, that's what I guessed anyway, but I'd need to watch it a bit more to obviously see it. But yeah, they're building up a bit more on this week's NXT, which I'm going to watch as well. What was the other match I missed?
Divas, well, women's match.
No, I was coming to that, because that was before the main event.
Yeah, that's what the match was.
Let's talk about the Divas match, because it was a really good...
I like to call it a women's match.
Let's call it a women's match, because that was some of the best, women's wrestling I've seen in God knows
I wouldn't say it was good as the last one, with Bayley and Charlotte, but it was just as good.
I thought it was really good. I can't complain about
Compared it. Compared to fucking Nikki Bell and AJ at TLC. Oh,
fucking hell. Let's not talk about that match. But how long was that? It wasn't even that long.
Doesn't matter.
AJ's leaving. Went
for a piss and came back and was off.
Yeah. He gives a fuck. Except Punk. He's probably watching it. It was... I thought to myself, the first 5 minutes, it's kind of a typical Diva match. Oh, here we go. It's going to end in a minute. And then it just... I think there was just a moment, where she threw Charlotte off the top rope. And I was like, whoa, not seen that before in a women's match in ages. And I was just like...
Sasha Banks.
Yeah, Sasha Banks is good. I really was impressed by her. As a heel, she does a good job.
That's another thing, I had a really good story going on as well. All the matches on the card had good build into them.
Yeah.
I mean, well built up. They weren't just TLC, some of the matches,
were last minute.
Kane Ryback, that was built within, 2 weeks? Most of it, actually, apart from Ambrose.
Well, in a way, though, I guess Kane and Ryback was continued from Survivor Series, in a way.
Yeah, but I mean, what I'm saying is not lengthy, but a length of build. That's good NXT, it has months of build.
Yeah, that's true. I'd probably say one of the best... I don't want to say divas, but it's really, but I call it women. Women's matches I've seen in absolute ages.
Because it's probably the only one you've seen in ages.
Probably. First one I actually generally watched, I thought to myself, man, if this was this good, what is Sami Zayn, Adrian Neville going to be
like?
The
thing is, people like Paige and that must hate watching that on NXT.
You see what I mean when I said, if you watch Paige from NXT, I loved her. I don't
think Paige is good as Charlotte, though. I mean,
they'll have a good matches, though.
She's watching that, and she's just becoming another diva now.
Unfortunately, she's signed up to Total Divas.
But you actually watched that as well?
Fuck no. My mum watched it one night and I just watched it where...
Fuck that.
Marking out to Daniel Bryan, showing up occasionally. But, so let's go to the main event.
Fucking great match.
Which was maybe match of the year. There was a lot of good WWE matches this year, but
I've seen that being WWE match of the year.
But that was 5 stars. They two just, I loved it. They let the crowd soak it in.
Another thing about NXT is the commentating so good as well.
I know.
They actually called the match.
It's Corey Graves. Unfortunately, he's unfortunately had to retire as well. So he was on. He did a good job, I thought.
He's been wrestling for years.
He was really good. I loved watching him on NXT. So I feel a bit gutted.
I like the comments actually called the match instead of calling JBL. Just like try to top each other, slide each other off.
Alex Riley was great, man. And
I like the other guy as well.
He's on SmackDown actually. The guy in the middle. They're kind of bringing him through. This is why I need to get rid of Lawler or JBL. I don't know which one.
Keep Lawler. Just went back to being a heel.
Yeah. The match just was perfect. You and I watched Money in the Bank and we knew it was going to be a great match between Cena and Punk. And how they built it when the crowd was screaming and everything. And then that's what Adrian and Sammy did. They just sat there and just enjoyed it. And there were so many twists and turns. The referee was used quite a bit.
The best bit of the match was when Zayn had the belt at the end. Is he going turn heel and cheat to win? He's always done things the right way.
He didn't do it, and then it looked like, oh, Adrian's nicked it. You should have hit him. And it's like everyone's like, yeah, hit him. And it's like if he did it, he was heel. But you know, he did so good just to keep his composure.
That's the whole good thing. It's all about the whole story of the thing, the backstory. Zayn couldn't beat him and everything. He's is he really going to cheat to win after all this?
And he's I don't know. And I got, no, he didn't do it. But then Adrian like grabbed him and put him in a roll up, held his tights, and I was like, fuck, ah. Oh. And I was like, I thought, oh, this is going to be shit if he loses. And I was like, and it just, it was really intense because you didn't really know who was going to win, because that's what's good. Go into
I think Zane was going to win, man.
Yeah, I knew Zane had, Zane had to win.
Because Kevin Owens steam was there. Sorry, they were going to be feuding.
Sorry, but you, it made you think, though, at the same time. You're like,
yeah, but then you, yeah. So anything can still happen, don't they?
Exactly. And then
I was 80% sure that Zane would win, though.
I thought, like, yeah, at the end, it was so cool. You know, his best friend comes out to hug him. Everything looks great. Great celebration. Adrian looks like he's going to hurt him. And then Adrian hugs him and then leaves, shows respect to his friend. It looks like everybody's so happy. Kevin Owens still hanging about. And that's what made me think. I was like, Kevin's hanging
about. It's because they showed up the NXT graphic in the bit at the bottom, like the bottom marks. And, like,
oh, yeah, you
showed like when the show ends, they show up the bit at the bottom, like, you know, like, as we end it 20 seconds later, they showed that. As it, you usually just get a bit of turn off, then that's when, like, fucking close. Like,
yeah, I know. I was, no joke. I was literally about to turn it off because I was like, oh, they're just going to go.
That's what you do.
And then next year, you're like, fuck, you and I were both texting each other at the time going, oh my god, and then
wasn't that
no, yeah, you were probably man, you were probably throwing your dog about or something like that. You're like, and your cat meh. And then it was just like, what happened was with, like, when he grabbed him and powerbombed him on the apron, I was like, fuck, I believe that. I was like, it was so cool. And then everybody was talking about it the next day. It was Twitter, it was just fucking going nuts. Like, even The Rock and stuff were in Austin, were tweeting Kevin Owens going, hell of a job, kid. Keep hungry. And it was just like, fucking hell. Like, everybody was loving it. I loved it. And I think he had a great debut, Kevin Owens. What? Star for me. Well, who would be your top three stars of the night? Obviously, I think Kevin Owens.
Obviously, number one, because he won the title.
He won the title. So Shane, way to go.
But you're on McKayfable, actually. You're on, like,
no, I just mean, like, general. Like, who do you think? Like,
El Generico, obviously, and
Kevin Owens. And Adrian Neville. But I feel bad that I'm not mentioning the girls. I feel like
I'd say the third one's the fans, actually.
Third one's the fans. Oh, okay, Tully. Look at your wee twist. Okay. But yeah, I'd rate that pay-per-view 9 out of 10. I thought it was great.
No, not the fans. Yeah, definitely.
I'd rate that anyway, just personal opinion. Loved it. We'll go on to WWE's pay-per-view Sunday, just recently passed TLC.
Quickest you've ever reviewed a WWE pay-per-view.
There's not really much to say about it.
I thought it was a good show.
It was a good show. What was the first match?
Ziggler and Harper.
Best match of the night as well. I thought it was in the middle. Why the fuck did I think it was in the middle?
You didn't even watch it?
Yeah, I did watch it. I thought it was in the middle. Fuck it. I skipped the Divas match.
Loads of cool spots, like the ladder.
Oh, man, they two. Brutal.
Powerbomb on the ladder and everything.
Oh, just looks brutal, some of the moves they were doing.
I mean, it was a classic ladder match.
It wasn't a classic match, but for Ziggler, you know it's always going to be good.
But then, why not just... Can we not just let him keep the title on for a couple of months?
Why can't we keep him? Well, how about this?
Stop fucking switching.
How about this, right? Have him
keep it to WrestleMania.
Have him have a classic Intercontinental match at WrestleMania. And if he loses it, who cares?
Against who? I would have done Seth Rollins, but Seth Rollins. Well, you can still do Seth Rollins, can you?
You can still do Seth Rollins.
Because what's Seth Rollins going to be doing at WrestleMania? Probably Ambrose.
Well, we know Rollins is going to go in Royal Rumble.
You know he's going to win it, though.
Yeah, I know. Very
nice. There's only one title.
I wonder who's going to win that. What? Who's going to win that rumble?
Kevin Owens.
How cool would that be? 30th entrant. It's 40. Is it 40 this year, isn't it?
No,
I heard something like that.
There was going to be 40 with the ECW guys coming in, but they're not doing it anymore.
ECW guys?
Because they're having it in the same place ECW was.
Is it?
Not the same venue, but it's in New York, isn't it? WrestleMania.
Oh, right, okay. No, WrestleMania. Wait, what? WrestleMania 31?
No, I'm on the Rumble. They'll have Sabu and Sandman and everything come in.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
But they're not doing it now.
Fuck them. Bring an ECW.
RVD will be there, though.
RVD will be in there. Oh, they might bring one other. Taz.
New Jack. Kill fucking someone.
New Jack. Ice cream. As many hookers as I can. Cocaine taken, motherfucker. New Jack's Jack.
Ace.
That's not racist.
He's ace. Tag team match was okay. Standard fucking tag team match with Miz.
Yeah, it was... Okay.
I think the Miz versus Sander will be the fucking WrestleMania kickoff match.
Yeah. Probably. Or a 5-minute. I love Sander. Sander's the man. He's so entertaining. Fair enough. Give Vince credit there. He's made Sander very entertaining in it. What was next?
You should know, Ben.
I don't know. I fucking can't remember the order, man. Been busy.
It's Big Show Cheers match. Interviews.
What?
Cheers match with Big Show. Shite.
Fucking shite. Move on.
Only good thing at the end was the spot with the steel steps, putting them over Rowan to get the win.
Yeah, at least he got that. Good for Rowan. He's like.
No, he lost though.
Did he lose?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yes.
The fuck match did I watch? Or did I watch the one from? Oh, I'm thinking Raw. Never mind.
Cena and Rollins was the next tables match. I thought it was a pretty good look.
It was a good match. A lot of little like twists that, and they both went through the table, and it was like
far too overbooked though.
And then Reigns came in, and then speared
Big Show, and then fucking like Noble, and that went through the table as well. Just too overbooked. They restarted the match.
Why return Reigns to TLC? I don't get it. Why didn't we?
It's on the network. That's why.
No, but like, see to me, right? If you're gonna return Reigns, return him in Raw and make him have a face off against Lesnar. That's to tease it.
But why would you do that when Lesnar's facing Messina?
No, but just do it. Messina. Why not? Fuck it, just do it.
Because the booking for Reigns from now is him going to win the Royal Rumble. You don't tease him and Lesnar till after the Royal Rumble.
Fine, okay.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. I felt it was good.
Make no sense at all.
No sense.
Because you're building up to the Royal Rumble, you're not building WrestleMania.
That'll be Lesnar for the year,
that,
though.
If people see Reigns coming and confront Lesnar, they're thinking, oh, that's going to happen at WrestleMania. There's no point in watching the Royal Rumble. You get people to watch one event at a time.
Okay, fine. Fair enough. Totally. You've won.
Not winning. I'm just saying that's how it works. But build from month to month.
I know. And now it's Cena and that, and obviously what I saw on Raw, it was all Cena and Lesnar / Rollins. Next match.
Oh, the next two matches were shit. AJ and Nikki. Yeah.
Piss match.
Ryback and Kane.
Piss match.
Rusev and Swagger got like 4 minutes.
Piss match.
Nice of you there, Pen.
There's not really a talk about them because they weren't that good. It was okay. It was a good pay-per-view, but compared to NXT, it was pretty dog shit. But yeah, then we obviously had the main event.
I liked how they let Ambrose and Wyatt go on last.
It was a bigger feud, though, wasn't it? Really, like if you.
I still think. I don't know. I think the problems with Bray Wyatt. I don't think he's put on very many good matches apart from with Daniel Bryan.
Daniel Bryan was his Eclipse. Oh, and the six man. But then again, he had other people to work with, so it's a lot easier.
I think he's, the character's better than the performer. Definitely.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I doubt. I think he needs to. He does have his.
To
be fair, Cena's match, like he had at WrestleMania, wasn't that bad. It wasn't.
No, I'm not saying it's bad. I'm not saying, but he's not. People like Rollins aren't going to put on like really good matches all the time. Bray Wyatt isn't.
Yeah. You know, he did with Bryan. Like,
he's getting, everyone bangs on about him.
But then I think Kevin Ambrose,
same with Bryan, but he's not doing it enough.
Yeah.
It's basically someone carrying him to a good match than him. You know what I mean?
Where do they go from here, though? That's the question. Ambrose and Wyatt.
I don't know. Did anything happen on Raw last night?
Not really. I don't know why.
And obviously, the TV spot. There were three elbow drops to the table off the ladder from Ambrose.
That was cool. The TV
ending was totally stupid there.
Blew up in his face.
John Morrison tweeted Ambrose saying, is that a metaphor meaning NXT blew yous up on TV?
Jomo. Probably true. I'd bet John Morrison on NXT if he came back.
He's in Lucha Underground just now.
He's doing good from what I'm doing.
It's been amazing now. I'm going to start watching it. It's only been 7 episodes so far.
Yeah.
Matt Stryker's a commentator.
I know. That's good.
The mint. I thought overall it was a really good show, but then thinking back, maybe it wasn't.
Like if you, I know, because you know, just read like some shit matches.
I thought the three main matches were delivered though. Like the opener was good, and the main event was good. The main event wasn't actually that good, so I don't know.
I know. Dragon else.
But then the Royal Rumble's next, is it? And Roman Reigns wins.
Yeah.
Or does he?
I don't know. Billy?
I don't know.
Roman, to be fair though, they were building him before he went. Let's give credit where credit's due. He was getting built before he went.
I don't have a problem winning it, but I think he should be facing Cena instead of Lesnar at WrestleMania.
That's true. Anything else really to add to it, or is it just like, what would you rate it out of? Would you say 7 out of 10 or?
Well, I said it was 7.58, but then I don't know if it should really get that. That's what I initially said though, so that's what I'll give it.
Yeah, I'd say 7 out of 10 is fair compared to like 9 out of 10 for NXT. Like I'd say
it was better than Survivor Series. It was better than Hell in a Cell.
Survivor Series was a one match show, which was, to be fair, it was a great match. It was good. Survivor Series
one of the best matches they've done this year.
Yeah.
Another problem with WWE is, what the fuck, why are they not mentioning Sting? Just a total afterthought now. It should be getting brought up
occasionally. That's another
thing.
Yeah.
So that's another thing. See, if Sting showed up in NXT, they'd be going on about every week.
Yeah,
like, WWE's kind of just forgotten. know what I mean? No one's mentioned it.
Yeah, NXT gets more mentioned. But then again, I think, this is what I think.
I don't mean for Sting to show up. I mean, just like, I don't know, like the lights and shit go off. Like, yeah. Vignette.
Oh, yeah, a vignette would be cool. Son. Built, is he Rumble? Like, what is it?
He would be no Rumble. He's going to be against fucking Taker. Triple H. Oh,
yeah,
Undertaker's not coming back. No,
I think he might be done.
I think Undertaker should be done as well.
I think it's okay if Taker doesn't come back.
Why should he come back? He doesn't need to come back because his health comes first.
Yeah. But, let's talk about NXT versus the main roster at the moment, because I think WWE might be onto something here, because my opinion, if you have a show that has younger talent doing a lot better than you, that's when they've all got to start looking at their fucking selves.
No, but it's not their problem, it's the booking, it's not the
performance. I know, but like, I know Raw, if you compare Raw to NXT, it's kind of stupid because Raw's a huge show, can't really compare.
If you bring Sami Zayn, like tomorrow, Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, Balor, and either never up to Raw, right? Raw's
going to
instantly get better. It depends on how they're booked.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not the problem.
I think it was cool.
It's the creative team. It's not the wrestlers.
Don't you think it was cool, though, that occasionally they should do what they did like earlier this year, which was an NXT match on Raw, which was cool. I thought that was kind of cool.
It was cool.
I'm not saying do it all the time, but I say it's kind of good.
I don't think they need to do it now, because I think NXT is better than Raw. So like, NXT's getting...
NXT
seems to be getting... More and more people seem to be watching NXT every event now.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So I think it's good just to keep NXT away. I hope we'd never do anything like NXT guys versus WWE guys, I think, because they'll just get buried.
Probably.
Who knows? That's good. It's essentially just a different wrestling promotion. The only thing to do with WWE is some WWE guys sometimes wrestle on it, and it's actually owned by WWE. That's all it is.
I bet Tyson Kidd's like, I don't care, I'm not on the main roster. Well, he is on the main roster, kind of, but he wouldn't care.
People on NXT probably prefer it, because you're getting paid the same anyway.
Yeah.
So under contract, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the guys from the main roster, they're not getting paid less by going to NXT, because they've got a contract anyway.
Yeah, I know.
NXT people get paid less, yeah. Because development deal.
Being honest, you know, if I was Cesaro right now, I know he's big enough, but... Bugger it, why don't you just go back to the NXT and just dominate
there? Fucked anyway, I just
feel bad for him, it's just like... Austin's giving him praise.
I would release him, not like because he's bad, but just for his own benefit. Let him go in Ring of Honor or something.
Maybe. Like, I think
Del Rio's signed for them now.
I think, what? Who?
Ring of Honor debuts against Christopher Daniels next month.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
El Patron. So he's gone under his old name.
Is he?
El Patron. Nice. So I don't know if he'll be wearing the mask.
Maybe.
No, El Patron wasn't his name, was it? Or was it?
I don't know.
I remember. That's what's going on. I'm sure that was always his name.
El De Riro.
It was class.
None really else to add. I guess we could maybe talk about maybe the top matches in WWE or maybe wrestling in general. Maybe we'll talk about the top, maybe top 10. Maybe that's the best way we can really do it.
Cause I don't what think in order? Whatever.
No, not ever. Like this year. I don't know. I didn't really watch much of TNA, so I don't know if I can really judge.
What TNA matches would give it? It would be the. The Wills Hardy series.
He did fuck up Bound for Glory this year, though. That was
No, it didn't count, though. It was in Japan. It wasn't really pay-per-view. It was just the showcase.
It's just stupid.
It was only the X Division match was up there on that, actually. TNA match here would be probably the Hardy's Wills Ladder match.
Yeah, okay.
And for the Dudleys, then probably... I can't remember, man. Aries
didn't Samoa Joe have a Aries really good
and last
match?
Year had loads of good matches.
Didn't Samoa Joe have a
Samoa Joe and Loki had loads of good matches. Yeah. It was Cavall.
Okay, right. Fair enough. I loved Cavall. You and I loved Cavall, and then he left.
Amazing in TNA, man.
We seen him for one match in WWE on a pay-per-view, and then we loved him, and it was like, damn.
He wanted to leave, seemingly. Didn't like it.
Oh, yeah. Don't blame him, like. WWE, I guess. We'll just do a quick top five, because we may as well. Right. I'm trying to think back to this year, because there were a lot of good matches.
Shield versus
Shield versus Evolution.
Shield versus Wyatt Family.
Elimination Chamber.
Bryant versus Wyatt at the Rumble. Triple H versus
Bryan at WrestleMania.
Survivor Series match. The NXT match.
The NXT match.
NXT Fatal 4 Way.
NXT Fatal 4 Way. I'm trying to name another match. Who was it about?
CM
Cena,
Punk.
Cena and Wyatt had a good
CM
match.
Punk versus Staph Infection.
Oh God. What was a good match?
Rollins versus
Wyatt and Cena had a good match.
Rollins versus Ambrose best TV match.
Wyatt and Cena had a good match.
I wouldn't say it's match of the year though.
No, but it'd be in top matches of the year.
I wouldn't say so.
No, not. Ambrose.
Rollins and Ambrose, the one on Raw, the street fight on Raw.
Yeah.
The one after SummerSlam, the night after SummerSlam.
That was good. What else?
Tyson Kidd, Dolph Ziggler, and someone else on SmackDown a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
It was one of the best TV matches.
Say that again?
Dolph Ziggler versus. Cesaro versus Tyson.
Yeah, that was really good. That was a triple threat for Intercontinental. TV matches don't get enough praise, really, but It's a shame.
Because they don't get enough time.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah, it is a problem. Time. But then again, you should make it up.
Again, it's Kyrie's fault. It's not wrestler's fault. No, it's yeah. like NXT. That's the thing with NXT. How much promos in that you have in NXT, it basically focuses on in-ring quality.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's the same thing which why TNA's been so great for the last several months, because like one promo per show has just been basically focused on matches. That's what a wrestling show should be, but WWE is sports entertainment at the end of the day.
Yeah, fair enough. So, I guess... is there anything else to add to this at all, Tully? Because obviously it's our last one for the year.
Happy New Year, happy Christmas.
Yeah, so, have a good Christmas, happy New Year, and we'll see you in the New Year for more waves.
I just said happy New Year for Christmas.
Okay, Merry Christmas and all that jazz. Me and Tully also return. Might return maybe with a guest straight away. Who knows? Might just keep it. If you guys did like that, I did tweet the other day about if you guys wanted to have that a bit more. If you do, let us know, obviously, at the Pit Wave on Twitter. We'll be posting.
Six followers.
You can obviously, man, we're actually doing okay.
Who's listening? They've not done anything.
292 followers on Twitter.
Half of them are fake.
Nah, they're just ones that are like, what is it, those sport things that
do the same thing as we do. They're all bots.
Not all bots, man. But maybe we want bots. But no, I've like, I don't know. I think we've got a good solid start to the year for the podcast. So hopefully we can like I say to
start to the year, end of the year.
End of the year, whatever sense it. We started meh and we've ended quite good. But I think we'll get there. If we do another one near the end of the year, it's maybe because we actually have something to say.
We're going
to
talk about like it's not going
fuck all really. I think there's not. You know what? We'll see you in the new year. We'll still be tweeting on our at the, like I said again, at the Pit Wave Twitter page. So you can always tweet us. And I would say just let us know what you think or what topics we should do. Don't mind you tweeting us to find out. And if you want us to have more guests, let us know. So, guests for the last 2014 from me, it's been Pedman.
Tully.
This has been the Pit Wave. Thank you.
Some boy.